إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. Verily the praise belongs to Allah. We praise Him, seek His assistance and forgiveness, and we seek refuge in Allah from the evil of ourselves and the evil consequences of our deeds. Whoever Allah guides, there is no one that can lead him astray, and whoever Allah leads astray, there is no one that can guide him. I bear witness that nothing deserves to be worshipped except Allah alone, and that He has no partners or associates, and I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His servant and His messenger. This evening, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, this is the last topic that we are going to have related to the topic, the fasting of Ramadan. And this topic is related to the end of Ramadan and what comes after it. Before we begin our topic for tonight, just quickly I would like to review briefly some of the points that we mentioned in the lecture last week. The lecture last week was related to Zakatul Fitr, its importance, its significance, and rulings concerning it. Whoever was here or wasn't here, inshallah, this is something that we're supposed to know anyway. So, can somebody tell me, first of all, what is Zakatul Fitr? What is Zakatul Fitr? Yeah, Mustafa.
Some type of charity you give with food.
You
give it
as... A charity that you give as food. In the form of food. Five. Anybody else want to add anything to that? What is Zakatul Fitr? He said it is a type of charity that you give in the form of food. Now, Musa.
Whenever you have fasted Ramadan, and so you have to take that charity out.
Okay. It's after the fast of Ramadan, then this is the charity that you have to give related to the fast of Ramadan. Now, Ibrahim.
It's a purification.
Tuhra. It is a tuhra, form of purification for... For the fasting person.
And a
form of nourishment of food for the needy. Naam. Tayyib. Naam.
Shuaib.
And its time is that it has to be given to those who are entitled to receive it before the Salatul Eid. Naam.
And it's measured as a sa'ah.
And it's measured as a sa'a, which is approximately something like
four amdad.
Naam. And amud is like something close to that. Originally, it was measured by the two palms of the hand being cupped together and filling it up. Four of them is close to what is a sa'a. Naam. Anything else about the Zakatul Fitr? Tayyib. Naam. It's meant to be given openly, should be seen, visible. Naam. It's from the sha'air of Islam, the visible aspects, the signs of Islam that are visible for the people to see. Naam.
I could say something in another one that Ibrahim said.
Uh-huh.
Is that if crimes or mistakes are probably made.
Naam. It's a purification of the mistakes and errors, the things that were said and the actions that were done that were erroneous, that were not proper or befitting of the fasting person. It is a purification from those defects and shortcomings. Naam. Very important. Naam. Tayyib. These are some of the things that are related to Zakatul Fitr. And finally, we want to just quickly mention, in brief, some of the proof of the legal ruling that Zakatul Fitr is legislated to be given as food and only as food, and it's not valid to give it in money. What are some of the proofs? One of them. Naam, Abdul Khalid. Naam. Narration of Abu Sa'id al-Khudri, radiallahu anhu. Naam.
When they got to, they used to give
نعم نعم. He said that we used to distribute the zakat al-fitr. كنا نخرجها على أهد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم صاعا صاعا من طعام, as a صاع of food. And this hadith in Bukhari Muslim, and some of the narrators, he said, he explained what food. He said, وَكَانَ طَعَامُنَا, and our food at that time, the food that was common amongst us was التمر والشعير والزبيب والعقد. These were some of the foods that was common amongst them at that time. But he said what? We used to give it in the time of the Prophet of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم as a صاع of طعام. And our food at that time was such and such and so and so. يعني dates, tamar, وشعير, barley, and zabib, raisins, and aqit. يعني a type of sun-baked cottage cheese, something like this. But baked into bricks, hard bricks. That's how they used to eat aqit. Okay, so يعني this is one of the proofs. One of the proofs is what? That this is what the companions of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, this is how they used to give the zakat al-fitr. And therefore, doing other than that is مُخَالِفَ لِعَمْلِ الصَّحَابَةِ. Yani it is in opposition to the practice of the companions of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. This is one strong, strong proof. نعم.
أها. هذا حديث العباس رضي الله عنه. الذي سُئل رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم طعما من الصائمين من اللغو ورفض طعمة للمساكين.
Now, the hadith of Abdul ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma that the Prophet made it obligatory, the Zakat al-Fitr made it obligatory, that he legislated it as a purification for the fasting person from their yani senseless, yani useless speech and indecent evil behavior, and as a food for the poor and needy, as a means of nourishment for the poor and needy. So this is also shows that the Prophet ﷺ legislated that it be given as food, and to give as other than that is in contradiction to the command of the Prophet ﷺ. And we know that the Prophet ﷺ said, "Man amila amalan laysa alayhi amruna fahuwa raddun." Whoever does any action that's not in agreement with our affair, yani with our deen, with the sharia, with the sunnah, it is radd, yani mardood, rejected. It's rejected. So these are the two greatest proofs that it is in contradiction to what the Prophet ﷺ commanded, and it is in opposition to the practice of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we know that yani we have been commanded alaykum bi sunnati wa sunnati al khulafa ar-rashidin al-mahdiin min ba'di, that is incumbent upon you to follow my sunnah, the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the sunnah of the rightly guided khalifas, that is Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, and Ali. And Abu Sa'id al-Khudri said, this is how we were doing it. This is what Abu Bakr and Umar, Uthman, and Ali, and the companions in general, this is what they were doing in the lifetime of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and after that. And then there are other proofs, but for the sake of time, yani those are sufficient. What the brother alluded to earlier, that it has been legislated to be a sha'ir zahira, something, an aspect of the deen that is visible, that's seen by the people. So the people are seen buying the food, measuring the food, distributing the food, is something that's visible, and to give it as money makes it as something that is not seen. And it becomes a sadaqah khafiyah, as Shaykh al-Uthaymeen said. It's not seen. Nobody sees it. The person takes it out of their pocket and gives it to the needy person. Nobody else sees it but the two of them. And this is contrary to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala intended. And one other proof that I'll mention, which I think is really, really important. Really, there are two that Shaykh al-Uthaymeen mentioned that we didn't say. One of them is that it has been legislated to be given from a certain type of wealth. That is food. Not clothing, not money, not other types of wealth. It has been legislated to be given as a certain food. And therefore, it is only valid if it is given from that particular type of wealth that has been legislated. In the same way that it is not valid unless it is given in that particular time that it has been legislated. If it's out of its time, it's not valid. And if it's out of its type, it's also not valid. And the Shaykh also said, yani a point that is a little bit complicated, I'll try to summarize it in brief. And that is that the Prophet ﷺ legislated Zakat al-Fitr from various types of food items. Various types, and the value, the monetary value of each of them is different. So if the qima, the value, the monetary value of the food was what was to be considered, then he would have legislated one type of food and whatever else is equal to it in value, not other types of food that are different in value. If they are all different in value, how can we say which value is the one that we're supposed to give. So this is a clear proof that it can't be legislated in money, and whoever fixes it as $5 or $10 or $15, they have made it up. And it's based on what? Is it based on the price of dates or raisins or barley or flour or wheat or what? What is it that you are basing it upon? And a person can give any one of them, whichever one they want. And probably a saw of barley might be about $3 or $4. And maybe some types of dates, one saw of them might be $50. So who is to determine how much you're supposed to give? These are some of the proofs that the scholars of the Sunnah have mentioned. Tonight, inshallah, our topic is a little bit lengthy. I hope that I can complete it. It's a very important topic. And it's based on a saying from amongst the Salaf, rahimahumullah, that evil indeed are a people who only know Allah in Ramadan. The theme is centered around this. And I'm reading some of the comments of Shaykh Abdul Razak, the son of Shaykh Abdul Musin al-Abad, hafidhahumullah, may Allah protect and preserve both of them, in which he said, like a number of things leading up to this, but we're going to get right to the topic for the sake of time. He said, O noble brothers, إن من أعظم ما يجدر التنبيه عليه في مثل هذا الوقت أن نتذكر جيدا أن هذه العبادات والطاعات المتنوعات التي تيسرت في شهر رمضان وتهيأت في هذا الموسم العظيم المبارك لا ينبغي أن تكون آخر عهدنا بهذه الطاعات سواء الصيام أو قيام الليل أو قراءة القرآن أو الصدقات أو النفقات أو غير ذلك من الأنواع البر والطاعات التي يسرح الله لنا في هذا الشهر العظيم. This is the core of the topic. The Shaykh be, يعني what he mentions here. O noble brothers, indeed from amongst the greatest, the most important of matters that we need to call attention to in the like of this time. What time is that? يعني at the completion of the month of Ramadan. From amongst the most important things that we should make notice of is that we remember very well that these ibadat, yani these acts of worship, and these ta'at al-mutanawiyah, various types of acts of obedience to Allah, which has been made easy for us, which has been made easy for us in the month of Ramadan, in this blessed, magnificent season. These acts of worship that we have been doing, such as يعني قيام الليل قراءة القرآن ذكر الدعاء صدقات, all these things that we have been doing in addition to the fasting every day for a whole month, these, all of these acts of worship and these acts of different types of acts of obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah has made easy for us in this month of Ramadan, لا ينبغي أن تكون آخر أحدنا بهذه العبادات, يعني it is not befitting of us that this be our last يعني contact with these acts of worship, يعني that with the end of Ramadan we also stop doing these things. لا ينبغي, this is not befitting of the believer, this is not befitting of a Muslim, this is not befitting of the people of Sunnah, that with the end of the month of Ramadan we also end all of these good deeds that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made, has legislated for us and made easy for us during this month of Ramadan. No matter whether we are talking about fasting or whether we are talking about standing in the night in prayer or reading the Quran or voluntary charities or other spendings from our wealth that we do, other types of yani acts of piety and righteousness and acts of obedience that Allah has made easy for us in this month of Ramadan, whatever of them that we are talking about, this should not be our last contact. This should not be the end of our performance of these acts of worship. بل ينبغي أن يكون شهر رمضان بوابة للخيرات مدخلا كريما للإقبال على الطاعات. But rather what is becoming of us and befitting of us is that the month of Ramadan should be like a large gateway, a doorway that opens up to the khayrat, to all kinds of good. It should be a noble place of entry for going forward with acts of obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yani Ramadan should be the beginning. It should be the opening of, for us to those acts of khair that are beloved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not a closing, but rather an opening. Once that door is open, it should not be closed. It should not be that a person at the end of the month of Ramadan that they discontinue the acts of worship وَيَتَخَلَّ عَنِ الطَّاعَاتِ and they remove from themselves, like a person removes their clothing, they remove these acts of obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from their life. And they give them up until, if Allah wills, that they see another Ramadan a year later. Indeed, from amongst the people are those, when the month of Ramadan ends, they became tired and weary from worship. Now, some of the people, after Ramadan, khalas, I had enough of this. It was good, but I'm tired now. So they stopped praying, they stopped fasting, they stopped reading Quran. Wallahi, akhi, this is the common condition of the people in this era. Not in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but in the later times, especially today. Some of the people even go to the extent that they became tired and weary of the fara'id of Islam, the obligatory duties of Islam, wa wajibat ad-deen, and those things which are incumbent upon us in this deen. Wa hadha min akhtar ma yakunu wa adar ma yakunu ala al-insan. And this is from the most dangerous and the most harmful of things that can happen to a human being. Yani that after Ramadan, after Allah has given us His favor and His grace and His mercy and allowed us to do all of this good, that we become tired from doing good and then we just abandoned it. And the reason why this topic is so important, brothers and sisters, is because wallahi, this is the what appears to be the common condition of the Muslims. And the reason why I say that, I'm not looking at anybody's house or in their private affairs, but if you go to the masjid in Ramadan and you go to the masjid the day after Ramadan, it becomes clear. It becomes crystal clear. People will come into the masjid for Fajr, for Dhuhr, for Asr, for Maghrib. They may only come now for Jumu'ah. Some people are not even praying anymore. They only pray in Ramadan. And we will come to this. The Shaykh says this is from the most dangerous and the most harmful of what can happen to a human being. After this, he talks about what? Another topic of great importance to us all. Not so much that we do the good deed and then suffice, but rather, shouldn't we be equally, if not more concerned, that that deed is accepted? Is accepted? Or we are not concerned about the deeds that we did, whether they are accepted or not? And how will we know? The Shaykh, Hafidhullah, may Allah protect and preserve him, he says, from that which the Ahlul Ilm, the scholars, have mentioned, from the alamat qabul as-siyam wal-qiyam wa anwa' ta'at allati tayassarat fi Ramadan an tahsuna halul insan ba'da Ramadan li'anna al-hasanat tunadi ukhtaha fa min alamat al-qabul an takun halul insan ba'da Ramadan halan tayyiba fiha al-hifaz ala al-fara'id wal-hifaz ala wajibat al-deen والابتعاد عن المحرمات والآثام فهذا من علامات القبول وأماراته. Now from that which the scholars have mentioned is that from the signs of the acceptance of the fast that Allah has accepted it, and the acceptance of the standing in the night in prayers, and the various types of acts of obedience that has been made easy for us during Ramadan, from the signs of its acceptance is that the condition of a person after Ramadan is good. They're in a good condition because hasanat, good deeds, call its sisters, other good deeds. Yani good deeds lead to other good deeds. So from the signs of the acceptance of these acts of worship that we have done in Ramadan is that the condition of the person after Ramadan is a halan tayyibah, is a good condition after Ramadan. They're in a good condition. A condition in which they are protecting and preserving the fara'id. And they are protecting and preserving the wajibat of the deen. The obligatory duties. At least those things which are obligatory. Even if, perhaps, we may decrease in the extra voluntary deeds that we're doing in Ramadan. Naam. But who, the one who he fails to continue to do the obligatory duties, this is a bad sign. Yani the person should be a sign of the acceptance of what we've done in Ramadan is that the person's condition after Ramadan is a good condition, a hal tayyiba, in which they are guarding and preserving the obligatory duties of the deen, and they are staying far removed from the things which Allah has made haram and sinful behavior. This is from the signs of the acceptance of the worship of Ramadan. These are from its indications that a person's deeds in Ramadan were accepted if their condition remained good after Ramadan. As far as, and we seek refuge in Allah from such, if a person finds himself after Ramadan going forward towards al-ma'asi, sins, and searching for al-atham, yani disobedient acts to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and being distanced from acts of obedience and the obligatory duties, then this is not from the signs of goodness, and it is not from the signs of acceptance. Indeed, the Prophet ﷺ said in the hadith that is sahih, رَغِمَ عَنْفُ رَجُلٍ دَخَلَ عَلَيْهِ رَمَضَانَ ثُمَّنْ سَلَخَ قَبْلَ أَنْ يُغْفَرَ لَهُ. May the person's nose be rubbed in the dust. Yani, this is an expression that the Arabs use to say, yani, evil is the condition of this person, evil for this person, who Ramadan entered and then it left and they were not forgiven. They did not achieve forgiveness. Yani their condition didn't get better. It didn't become good. So indeed, if the condition of a person after Ramadan is a condition that after Ramadan is reversed, it's turned upside down, yani from goodness to evil, from obedience to disobedience, A condition that is despicable, a condition in which there is tafreet fi faraid al-Islam wa wajibat al-Din wa fiha al-ida'a wa al-tahawun. Yani in which the condition in which a person has fallen short in the obligatory acts of Islam and the obligatory duties of this Deen, in which they became neglectful and indifferent, especially in reference to the obligatory salat. And they began to go forward towards al-munkarat wal-muharramat, the things that are detestable and forbidden. If this is the condition of a person after Ramadan, then this is not from the signs of goodness, and this is not from the signs of acceptance. Every one of us has to examine ourselves. Yani, what is my condition after Ramadan? Did I remain upon khair? Yani, did I continue in goodness? Did I retain and remain upon some of that good that I was holding fast to in Ramadan? Or did I go in the opposite direction? Did I turn around, upside down, go in reverse? This is very important, because the person whose condition became worse in after Ramadan than it was in Ramadan, this is a sign of their deed and their actions in Ramadan were not accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the Shaykh says, وَلِهَذَا مِنْ عَظَمَ الْوَصَايَا أَنْ يَحْرِسَ الْعَبْدِ بَعْدَ رَمَضَانَ عَلَى الْإِسْتِقَامَ عَلَى الطَّاعَةِ. And this is critical for us, dear brothers and sisters. From the greatest of advices is that an abd, a worshipper of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, be eager and diligent after Ramadan in seeking al-istiqama and remaining upright upon obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-istiqama. This is from the greatest of advices that every one of us can give to ourselves or one another, is that we be eager, yani eagerly seek to be upright upon righteousness, upon piety, upon obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that we remember that the Rabb, Rabbu Ramadan, huwa Rabbu Shawwal, wa anna Rabbu Shawwal huwa Rabb al-Shuhur kulliha. وأن العبد مطلوب منه العبادة في حياته كله كما قال الله تعالى وَاعْبُدْ رَبَّكَ حَتَّى يَأْتِيَكَ الْيَقِينَ. And we must remember, and we must eagerly seek to be upright upon obedience to Allah, and we must remember that the Rabb of Ramadan, he is the Rabb of Shawwal, and he is the Rabb of all of the months of the year, meaning that if he was our Rabb that we worship in Ramadan, he is still our Rabb in Shawwal. And he is still entitled to worship. and that the abd, the worshipper of Allah, is expected, is required, matlub minhu al-ibadah fi hayatihi kulliha. He is required to worship Allah in the whole of his life, not just in Ramadan, but every day and every week and every month and every hour of our life. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran in Surah Al-Hajj, 16th surah, or 15th surah, 99th ayat, and worship, wa'abud rabbaka. This is the command from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Worship your Rabb, hatta ya'atiyaka al-yaqeen, until al-yaqeen comes to you. Yani, Allah has commanded us that we must worship Him until that which is certain comes, that is death. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Ali Imran, 3rd surah, 102nd ayat, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. In this ayah we discussed in detail a few weeks ago during Ramadan. O you who believe, observe taqwa of Allah, حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ, in the way that He is deserving, yani giving Him His full right of at-taqwa, and do not die except in a state of Islam, yani إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ, يعني موحدون, except in a state of submission to Allah upon التوحيد. And in order to do this, as we mentioned in the tafsir of this ayah from Ibn Kathir and others, in order to observe the taqwa of Allah in the way that He deserves and not to die except in a state of Islam, Al-Hafidh Ibn Kathir mentions the statement of Abdul ibn Mas'ud that he said, it is to remember Allah and not to forget Him, and to be thankful to Allah and not to be ungrateful to Him, and to be obedient to Allah and not to be disobedient to Him. All the time. All the time. حَقَّ تُقَاتِي وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ, and do not die except as Muslims. That is, to preserve your Islam, as the Shaykh mentions here later, to preserve your Islam completely in every situation or circumstance, so that, يعني, when Allah takes your life and we don't know when He will take it, then we will be upon Islam. And whoever lives upon Islam, it is Allah's favor and His mercy that He will grant them out of His favor that He will allow them to die upon Islam. And whoever dies upon Islam, they will be resurrected upon it. And the Shaykh, he says concerning this, yani the meaning of the tafsir of what Al-Hafidh Ibn Kathir mentioned is his tafsir, guard and preserve your Islam in the condition of good health and well-being, and yani when you are prosperous. For indeed, Al-Kareem, that is Allah the Generous, He has made it His aadah, and it is His favor that whoever, yani, lives upon something, then they will die upon it. So He will make that person who lives upon Islam, He will make them firm in their preserving, yani, of Islam. He will make them firm upon this, and He will help them and assist them to have a good ending, and He will allow them to die upon that, and He will resurrect them upon that. Al-Istiqamah. Naam. This is from the greatest of advices after Ramadan, that a believer, a worshipper of Allah, strive and struggle and be diligent in seeking to be upright upon obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after Ramadan, just as we were in Ramadan. And these are very important matters, some of them connected to others. لَا بُدَّ مِنَ الْعِنَايَةِ بِهَا. It is a necessity that we give care to these matters, that we give care to them. Don't be reckless. Don't be careless. But give it your full care. Indeed, the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, لَا تَقْتَصُّ بِشَهْرُ مُعَيْنَ الْوَقْتُ مُعَيْنَ. This worship that is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not particular to a specific month or a specific time. Rather, هِيَ عِبَادَةٌ دَائِمَةٌ مُسْتَمِرَّةٌ إِلَى الْمَوْتِ. It is worship that should be continuous, ongoing, all the time until we reach death. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, the meaning of which is, worship your Lord until that which is certain comes to you, yani until Allah takes your soul. Al-yaqeen, it means al-maut, until death comes to you. Yani we're supposed to worship Allah continuously, da'iman, always, mustamirran, non-stop. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, also in Surah Al-Fussilat, 41st Surah, 30th Ayat, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَا اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. That indeed those who said, Allah is our Rabb, ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا, and then they were upright. And it's not sufficient to say, La ilaha illallah. But after that, we have to be upright. We have to be upright. As the man asked the Prophet ﷺ, tell me something that I wouldn't need, to ask anyone else after you, and he said, قل آمنت بالله ثم استقم. Say I believe in Allah and then be upright upon obedience to Allah. Upon obedience to Allah and then be upright. يعني testify that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that deserves to worship alone, and then act upon it, and then act upon it. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ أَلَّا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوَعَدُونَ. Indeed, those who say our Lord is Allah, and then they are upright, the angels will descend upon them and inform them. يعني will say to them, أَلَّا تَخَافُوا, don't fear. يعني don't fear what is ahead of you. يعني Allah is good for you. وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا, and don't grieve over what you left behind. يعني what was in the dunya. وَأَبْشِرُوا, and accept the good news of جَنَّةَ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوَعَدُونَ, which you have been promised. And the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Ahqaf, I don't remember which surah, Surah Al-Ahqaf, what number? Surah Al-Ahqaf, anyway, 13th ayat. Similar ayat where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. Verily those who say, Allah is our Rabb, and then they are upright, فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْسَنُونَ. Then there will be no fear for them, nor will they grieve. So the worshipper whom Allah has made it easy for them to reach this month of Ramadan, and then He has aided them in it, in their fasting, and in their standing in prayers in the night, and in acts of obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then this person should make this Ramadan, and what Allah has given to them in Ramadan, بَوَّابَةً لَهُ لِلْإِقْبَالِ عَلَى اللَّهِ وَطَاعَتِهِ بَعْدَ رَمَضَانِ. It should be as a large, great, open gateway. نعم. Towards, يعني turning to, for turning towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in obedience to Him after Ramadan. يعني whatever we did in Ramadan should be the means through which we are able, we are motivated, we are activated, we are inspired to what? To go forward in continuing acts of obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after Ramadan. And here the Shaykh mentions the saying of the people that is the theme of our topic tonight. يعني evil indeed are people who only know Allah in Ramadan. This is a very important idea that has been expressed here. It is incumbent upon us to understand it correctly. And it should also serve as a warning and a threat, and a matter that should be of concern for the people who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Evil indeed are people who only know Allah in Ramadan. And the Shaykh says, as for the one who discontinues acts of obedience and removes from them the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that they used to do in Ramadan, when Ramadan is finished and they discontinue these things, فَهَذِهِ مُصِيبَةٌ وَبَلِيَّةٌ عَظِيمَةٌ. This is a tremendous, great musibah, calamity, a great calamity, that we discontinue worshipping Allah. Especially, of course, we're talking about, as Shaykh Abdul Aziz ibn Baz rahimahullah said, that this saying is in reference to who? It's in reference to the people who were praying the daily prayers in Ramadan. After Ramadan, they don't come to the masjid, they don't make salah, they are not fulfilling the obligatory duties. This is indeed truly an evil person. As Shaykh ibn Baz said, they are evil. Why? Because abandoning salah is kufr. It's kufr. Some of the people were praying in Ramadan. They were coming to the masjid. We never saw them before Ramadan. And then they were coming to the masjid every day. Some of them standing in the night for 1 hour or 2 hours. And then after Ramadan, we didn't see them anymore. Allah knows best where they are at. Maybe they went to another masjid. Maybe they're praying at home. Some people are not praying at all. We know that. Because we go to the masjid for Fajr and they're in their store, smoking a cigarette. And when we came back, they're still in the store smoking their cigarette. Allah knows best what their condition is. Some of them were smoking those cigarettes when we came back from Fajr, from the masjid. They were smoking cigarettes. And in the daytime in Ramadan. The Shaykh says, as for those who, yani, have discontinued the acts of obedience and removed from them the worship after Ramadan that they were doing in Ramadan, that this is indeed a tremendous calamity. And some of the Salaf, they have mentioned that there are people who are striving in the worship during Ramadan, and then when the month of Ramadan is finished, فَرَّتُوا وَأَحْمَلُوا وَقَصَّرُوا, then they fell short and they neglected and they يعني, discontinued what they were doing in Ramadan. So the Salaf said about them, بِئْسَ الْقَوْمِ لَا يَعْرِفُونَ اللَّهِ إِلَّا فِي رَمَضَانِ, بِئْسَ الْقَوْمِ لَا يَعْرِفُونَ اللَّهَ إِلَّا فِي رَمَضَانِ, that indeed evil are people who do not know Allah except in Ramadan. Yani they only acknowledge Allah's right to be worshipped in Ramadan. And after that they don't know Allah anymore. And as I said, Al-Imam Abdulaziz ibn Baz rahimahullah explained this saying, and he said that this statement is true if we're talking about the people who have begun to abandon the obligatory duties after Ramadan. But it's not true in reference to people who were doing a lot of extra voluntary deeds and they didn't continue to do them after Ramadan. We don't say that that is the evil person. It's not in reference to that. Rather, even though, yani we should try to hold on to some of the voluntary deeds that we were doing, the mustahabbat, the good things that we were doing in Ramadan, but if a person slacks in those and decreases in those yani extra voluntary duties, we don't say that this is applicable to them. But Al-Imam Abdulaziz ibn Baz, he said it's in reference to what? The people who were praying, who were fulfilling the obligatory duties in Ramadan, and after Ramadan they discontinued them. Indeed, bi'sa al-qawm, indeed, evil are such a people who only give Allah's right during Ramadan. This is a calamity, that if a people only know Allah in a certain time in the year, either a certain month or a certain week or a certain day and the like of this. والواجب معرفة الله على الدوام. What is obligatory is that we know Allah continuously. This is obligatory. معرفة الله على الدوام, all the time. We know Allah, we acknowledge Allah and His right over us that must be fulfilled. والقيام بعبادته بالاستمرار, and that we fulfill the obligatory acts of worship that are due to Him continuously, ongoing. حفاظا على الفرائض وأداء للواجب وبعدا عن المنهيات والمحرمات وتنافسا في الخيرات والرغائب والمستحبات. What is obligatory is that we acknowledge Allah's right over us all the time and fulfill the acts of worship that are due to Him continuously, and that we guard the obligatory duties and fulfill those things that Allah has placed upon us, and that we remain distant, far removed from those things that He has prohibited and that He has forbidden, and that we compete, yani we compete with one another in al-khayrat, in the good things, and raga'ib, those things that are encouraged, and mustahibbat, that are loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we compete in them, that we continue to fulfill our obligatory duties, we stay distant from the things that Allah has prohibited, and that we continue to compete with one another in those extra voluntary, praiseworthy, commendable things that are loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we should show our Rabb, the Majestic, the Most High, from ourselves, we should manifest khair, good. And we should strive against ourselves to make sure that we are engaging in obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we should seek help from our Rabb, Jalla fi'ula. Yani, that we should what? Strive and make efforts, yani be eager in doing good deeds, and we must ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's help in doing so, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in the well-known hadith that we have mentioned a lot of times, and we will continue to mention it as much as possible. احرس على ما ينفعك واستعن بالله ولا تعجز. احرس على ما ينفعك. Be eager and diligent in seeking that which is a benefit. Don't be lax. Don't be easy. Don't be lenient. But be eager and diligent in seeking that which benefits with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَاسْتَعِنْ بِاللَّهِ, and seek help from Allah. Yani work hard, strive, and ask Allah's help. وَلَا تَعْجِزْ, and don't feel helpless or hopeless. If you are striving, yani, and you are asking Allah's help, you cannot fail. Every one of us, what can we do, yani, in order to maintain this istiqamah after Ramadan? Every one of us must strive with himself after Ramadan in preparing good deeds and acts of obedience, and make for oneself a program, baramij jayyida, a good program, a good after Ramadan program. وَيَتَخَلَّ عَمَّا كَانَتْ عَلَيْهِ حَالُهُ قَبْلَ رَمَضَانَ مِنَ التَّفْرِيدِ وَعِضَاءِ وَنَحْوَ ذَلِكَ. And we must remove ourselves or remove from us that which we were upon before Ramadan of shortcomings and neglect and what is similar to that. Yani we must make a program for ourselves, a good program. And we must leave off that which we used to do before Ramadan, that we gave up in Ramadan. Don't go back to that. If we used to watch a lot of television before Ramadan, and then in Ramadan we weren't doing it, why go back to it now? Why turn it back on again? Wallahi, the news that you are listening to on the television, you can hear it on the radio. There's nothing that you're going to see on that television that you really are going to need critically in order to worship Allah. Rather, you're going to see nothing but women, naked women, and homo men, and all kind of filth and corruption, and everything that you don't need to be seeing. Now, because the whole society is homos. All of them. They're either outright open homos, or they're secret homos, still behind closed doors. And the rest of them are in agreement with them, so they're just like them. Naam. You don't need it. Don't go back to what you were doing before. You were listening to music before Ramadan, you stopped in Ramadan. Don't go back to it now. Leave those things that you gave up in Ramadan. Don't go back to them. Whatever it was that we were doing, don't go back to them. Our shortcomings, our neglect, don't go back to those ways. فَيُكُونُ حَقًّا مُسْتَفِيدًا مِنْ مَرَدْرَسَةِ الصِّيَامِ مُحَقَّقًا لِلتَّقْوَى اللَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. So in this way, we will indeed be of those who benefited from the مَدْرَسَةُ الصِّيَامِ, the school of fasting. And we'll be of those who have achieved, who have actualized, who have realized the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Naam. And that taqwa is what? The central theme of taqwa is that we are fulfilling the things that Allah has made obligatory upon us, and we are avoiding and abandoning that which Allah has prohibited as a means of earning His reward and escaping from His punishment. And all of this is what? Upon the guidance, the light from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is it that He wants us to do, and what is it that He dislikes us engaging in? No one of us, or the Shaykh says, I'm sorry, وَلَيْسَ كُلُّ مَنْ صَامَ يَسْتَفِيدُ مِنْ شَهْرُ رَمَضَانَ. Yani, if we are able to do this after Ramadan, yani remain upon istiqamah, then we will be of those who have really benefited from this month of Ramadan and those who have achieved the taqwa. But the Shaykh says, not everyone who has fasted has benefited from this month of fasting. Not everyone who fasted has benefited from this month of fasting. And not everyone who has stood in the night has benefited from that standing. Indeed, there were hundreds and thousands of people in this city. And some masjids, literally hundreds, maybe more than 1,000 people in some masjids, standing in the night every night. Most masjids were filled out, some masjids were full out to the street in the last 10 nights of Ramadan. People praying for hours. But not everyone who stood in those nights has benefited from their standing. And not everyone who fasted those days have benefited from their fasting. Rather, the Prophet ﷺ said in that which has been authentically reported from him, وَعَلَيْكُمْ السَّلَامُ رُبَّ صَائِمْ حَظُّهُ مِنْ سِيَامِهِ الْجُوعُ وَالْعَطَشُ. That perhaps there are some from amongst those who have fasted, their portion from their fasting is no more than al-jur wal-atash, hunger and thirst. That's all they got out of it. They didn't achieve a taqwa. Rather, they were just hungry all day long and thirsty. That's all they got out of the fasting. وَرُبَّ قَائِمْ حَظُّهُ مِنْ قِيَامِهِ السَّهْرُ. And there are some of the people who were standing in the night, they didn't get anything out of it except يعني سهر, تعب, يعني tiredness. They just were tired, sleepless. They were sleepless. But they didn't really get any benefit. The Shaykh says, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He do not deny us His favor and His bounty, and that He accept from us our fasting, and that He accept from us our standing, and that He forgive us our shortcomings. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. So the worshipper whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it easy upon them to do the khair, and He has given us His bounty and His favor, يَنْبَغِي أَنْ يَسْتَفِيدَ مِنْهُ. Then it is incumbent upon us that we benefit from the favor and bounty that Allah has given to us. And that is by turning to Allah in obedience to Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala, after Ramadan, by turning to Allah after Ramadan. This shows that we have benefited from what Allah has given us in Ramadan. All of that we have done by the favor and mercy of Allah and His bounty, and the ease and facility, and the way He has made it for us easy to fast this whole month of 30 days with no major difficulties, and to stand in the night and to perform the prayers and to do extra good deeds of obedience to Him. All of that He has made easy for us. It is incumbent upon us to benefit from it. And the benefit from it is that we remain upon it. Al-Istiqama. The Shaykh says, for this reason I say to you, O brothers, and I say, O sisters. And the Shaykh definitely means all of the Muslims. After Ramadan is Hayatun Mujahadatun Linnafs. And after Ramadan is a life of striving against our lower self. This is not time to go to sleep. Now comes the struggle. Ramadan was easy. The shayateen were chained, limited in their movement and their activity and their ability to harm us. The doors of paradise were opened and the doors of hellfire was closed. Everything was made easy. Now is the time for struggling. This is not the time for sleeping. Don't go to sleep now. May Allah protect us from falling asleep now. That will be a musibah, calamity indeed. The nafs after Ramadan, every person after Ramadan is bayna amrain, is between two affairs, either this or that. Bayna nafsin istafadat min Ramadan wa min durusihi wa ibrihi wa idhatihi al-idham. Meaning that either will be of the people who have benefited from Ramadan and the lessons of Ramadan and the things that we can learn from Ramadan and the admonitions that we received, the great admonitions that we received in Ramadan. Either this will be the person, we will be that person who has benefited from these things, or we'll be the person who has not benefited. Inshallah, none of us will be of those who have not benefited. We'll talk about the one who has benefited. The one who has benefited, then this person should take it upon themselves to strive against their nafs, to command themselves, to do acts of obedience, to take the reins of control of their self in doing al-khayrat, good deeds, which they have benefited from during the month of Ramadan. So that person should place for themselves a program, مَعَ الْقُرْآنِ تِلَاوَةً وَتَدَبُّرًا. Make a program for yourself with the Qur'an, reciting it and reflecting upon it. Some days of the week, or every day of the week, for 1 hour, for 10 minutes, make a program for yourself that at least you know you have the ability to do, so you will not make an excuse and say it's too much. If it's 1 hour a day, or 1/2 hour a day, that you're going to open that Quran and read it every day, just like you read it in Ramadan, continue to read the Quran. The benefit that you got from the Quran in Ramadan, you will get the same benefit outside of Ramadan. It's the same kalamullah, na'am, the same admonitions, warnings, encouragements, promises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy and His favor and His bounty and His jannah. The same thing that you read in Ramadan, inshallah, is still there waiting for us, for me and for you to read after Ramadan. Make a program of yourself with the Qur'an, for yourself with the Qur'an, reciting the Qur'an and reflecting upon its meanings. And make for yourself a portion for Qiyamul Layl, in the night, that you will stand in the night. If you know you don't wake up at night, after Isha, pray a couple of rak'ah and pray witr before sleeping. As the Prophet ﷺ told Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, he said, Awsani Khalili, that my close friend, he has advised me with three things. And one of them he said to Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, pray your witr prayer before you go to sleep. If you know you're not going to wake up, pray before you go to sleep. But if you know that you can wake up, or you believe that you can wake up, then wake up in the night and pray 2 rak'ah. Allah, who can I pray 2 rak'ah? Pray 4 rak'ah. Pray 1 rak'ah with it. Or 3 rak'ah, whatever you like. But get up and make some portion in the night. If it's after Isha or before Fajr, get up in the night, take 10 minutes, 15 minutes, half an hour, 20 minutes, and pray a couple of rak'ah of the night prayer. And the person should make for themselves some portion from Siyam and Nafil, Yani some voluntary fasting after Ramadan. Yani some kind of voluntary fasting. The Shaykh says, the Prophet ﷺ said, من صام رمضان وأتبعه ستا من شوال فكأنما صام الدهر كله. Whoever fasts Ramadan, yani the whole month of Ramadan, 29 or 30 days, and then they follow it with 6 days from Shawwal, it will be as though they have fasted the whole year. الدهر كله, the whole year. And the condition here that Allah, that the Prophet ﷺ mentioned here, من صام رمضان, meaning fast the whole month of Ramadan, وأتبعه, and then followed it. Yani, that means that a person has to complete Ramadan before they fast 6 days of Shawwal. If you missed one day or two or three or four, you have to make them first, and then you have to follow the completion of the fast of Ramadan and the days that have to be made up. Follow it with voluntary fast of Shawwal before the month is over, whether you fast those days consecutively or whether you fast them separately, whether you fast them immediately after the day of Eid, or whether you delay it until the middle of the month or the end of the month. As long as you fast those days, and before the end of Ramadan, then you will get the reward of fasting for the whole year. The month of Ramadan, every good deed being multiplied by 10, the month of Ramadan is equal to 10 months of fasting, and 6 days is equal to 60 days or 2 months of fasting. And this is, as mentioned in another hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, equal to fasting 12 months of the whole year. And the Prophet ﷺ also said in an authentic hadith, سَوْمُ شَهْرِ الصَّبْرِ وَسَوْمُ ثَلَاثَةِ أَيَّامٍ مِنْ كُلِّ شَهْرٍ سَوْمُ الدَّهْرِ. And this is another hadith, that the fasting of the month of patience, that is Ramadan, and fasting 3 days from every month is like fasting the whole year. Yani, this is another chance for a person to get the reward of fasting the whole year. By what? By fasting the month of Ramadan, and then fasting in every month of the year, 3 days. Fasting 3 days in every month. This is like fasting the whole year. So after the month of Ramadan has been completed, the person should make for themselves a program of fasting 6 days, yani in the month of Shawwal. And it's not obligatory that they fast these days, yani that they fast them consecutively after the day of Eid. It's not obligatory. If a person wants to fast immediately after the day of Eid or wait, it's okay. If they fasted them separately, as long as they fasted them during the month of Shawwal, they would have been successful in achieving this thawab azim wa ajr al-mubarak, this tremendous reward and this blessed yani reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of yani getting the reward of like fasting for the whole year. So the person puts for themselves a program of fasting for 3 days from every month, and the hasana is equal to 10 like it. So if a person has fasted for 3 days from every month, it is as though they have fasted for the whole month. If the person has fasted for 3 days of every month, it is as though they have fasted the whole month. And if a person fasted for 3 days from every month throughout the year, it is as though they have fasted for the whole year. And this has been, as it has been mentioned in the hadith from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the person makes for themselves a program also of prayers, voluntary prayers, and nafaqat, spending, voluntary charity, wa amal al birr, and righteous actions, وَيُجَاهِدْ نَفْسَهُ عَلَى ذَلِكَ. And they must strive against their lower self in order to do this. And it's not an easy task. Naam. But make a program for yourself of praying, of fasting, of charity, of reading Quran, whatever we're doing in Ramadan, make a program, the after Ramadan program, so that we may remain upon the righteous condition that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala favored us with in Ramadan. If people said, and I hear it all the time, I have said it myself, I wish every day was Ramadan. We wish Ramadan wouldn't end. We wish Ramadan would come quickly. We wish we would be in Ramadan all the time. Well, yani, if you want to be like in Ramadan all the time, just keep doing what you were doing in Ramadan. Doing some voluntary fasting, voluntary prayers, voluntary charity, reading the Quran, making dhikr and dua. The righteous deeds that you're doing in Ramadan, continue doing them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is able to make your condition good after Ramadan as he made it in Ramadan. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said in the Quran, Surah Al-Ankabut, 29th surah, 69th ayat, 29-69, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَحْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَمَعَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. That verily those who strive in our cause, in the way of Allah, jahadu fina, they strive. This is not laying on the side of the road, sitting down on the couch, cooling out. This is striving. Naam. Those who strive in our cause, in our way, لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ, then we will definitely guide them to our ways, our paths of goodness, all types of goodness. وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَمَعَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ, and indeed Allah is definitely with those who practice ihsan, goodness. Yani ihsan in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, worshiping Him as though you see Him, and even if you do not see Him, know indeed that He sees you. And ihsan in your dealings with the people, being just and fair and kind to the people. Naam. Whoever does so, Allah is with the people of ihsan. And the last two points that the Shaykh makes, very, very important. Yani, may Allah protect and preserve him and his father. Mm-hmm. Indeed, he has given us a tremendous, tremendous advice from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to help us to remain upon istiqamah after Ramadan, as we were in Ramadan. The Shaykh, he says, our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, كَانَ يَسْتَحِلُّ كُلَّ شَهْرٍ بِدُعَاءٍ عَظِيمٍ مُبَارَكَةٍ مُبَارَكٍ إِذَا رَآ هِلَالِ الشَّهْرَ قَالَ اللَّهُمَّ أَهِلَّهُ عَلَيْنَا بِالْأَمْنِ وَالْإِيمَانِ وَفِي الرِّوَايَةِ بِالْيُمْنِ وَالْإِيمَانِ وَالسَّلَامَةِ وَالْإِسْلَامِ رَبِّي وَرَبُّكَ اللَّهِ. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he used to begin or start every month with a blessed, magnificent dua. Every month, he used to begin it with this dua. Subhanallah. And perhaps some of us, we knew this dua and we were sleeping on it. Don't sleep on this dua. The Shaykh calls it what? Dua'in azim, mubarak. A blessed, tremendous, magnificent dua. Whenever the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw the new moon of the beginning of the month, he used to say, Allahumma ahillahu alayna بِالْأَمْنِ وَالْإِيمَانِ وَالسَّلَامَةِ وَالْإِسْلَامِ رَبِّي وَرَبُّكَ اللَّهُ. O Allah, make it appear, come forth to us, the new moon, بِالْأَمْنِ وَالْإِيمَانِ, يعني with safety and peace and security and iman, faith, يعني iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and whatever Allah has commanded us with. وَالسَّلَامَةِ وَالْإِسْلَامِ, and with soundness or well-being, a condition of soundness or well-being, and Islam, yani the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, submission to and obedience to him in Tawheed. رَبِّي وَرَبُّكَ, yani my Lord and your Lord, yani the Hilal, the Rabb, our Rabb, and the Rabb of everything in the creation, it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yani, O Allah, bring it forth to us, the new moon, with amni and iman, and as-salama and islam. My Rabb and your Rabb is Allah. Wallahi, tremendous. The Shaykh, he says, وَهَذَا فِيهِ فَائِدَةٌ عَظِيمَةٌ وَالْإِنَايَةُ بِهِ لَهُ أَثَرْ مُبَارَكْ عَلَى الْعَبْدِ فِي شَهْرِهِ. Yani, in this dua, there is a tremendous benefit. And whoever gives care to it, it will have a blessed effect upon that person in that month. Yani, whoever gives care to the recitation of this dua, reading it from their heart, yani, reciting it from their heart, believing in it, and calling on Allah for this, that Allah bring this new moon forth before us, that He make it appear to us, and He brings with it al-amni wal-iman wal-salamati wal-islam, safety and security and iman and well-being and Islam. Indeed, Allah is our Rabb, and He is the Rabb of everything, and He is able to do that. Whoever gives care to this, it will have a blessed effect upon the abd in his month. Because your entry upon this month and your reaching this new month it will be like you have reached a new time in your life. Yani Allah has given you an extension of life. Allah has honored you and He has extended or expanded your lifespan. And you have reached it. You have reached a new month and it is a mawsim, a season for action, for amal. Yani Allah has given us this new month, let us utilize it in the worship of Allah and acts of obedience to Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. The month of Ramadan has gone and there has begun another month after it. And the month of Shawwal will also be gone and there will begin after it another month. وَهَكَذَا and so on. It will be like this, one month coming after another. If Allah bless us to see that month, to reach that month and give us that extra time, it is a season or time of amal. The Shaykh, he says, فَإِذَا أَكْرَمَكَ اللَّهِ وَبَلَغْتَ حَلَالَ الشَّهْرِ فَاسْأَلِ اللَّهِ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى أَنْ يُحَلَّهُ أَوْ يُحِلَّهُ عَلَيْكَ بِالْأَمْنِ وَالْإِمَانِ وَالسَّلَامَةِ وَالْإِسْلَامِ. So if Allah has honored you and caused you to reach the time when the new moon came, then you must ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to bring it forth. Yani to bring it forth, to make this new moon appear and to bring with it safety and security and iman and well-being and Islam. And in this is an indication that these things are tied together. There is no amn, no safety and security except with iman. And there is no salamata, well-being and protection from harm or fault or defect or shortcoming except with Islam. Yani al-amn is connected to al-iman and al-salama is connected to Islam. So in this there is a tawjih, a guidance to us from the beginning of every month that we must give care to al-Iman and al-Islam and we must protect and preserve them. Yani don't take these great favors of Allah lightly. If Allah has given you al-Iman and Islam, you must remind yourself that this is indeed a favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you must guard it and protect it and preserve it. And this is so that you will be able to achieve the khayrat, the good, and all types of gifts that Allah has given, including safety and security and well-being, and a noble life, and success in achieving the reward of Allah, tabaraka wa ta'ala, on the day that we will meet Him. The Shaykh, he says, concerning this supplication, that when al-Iman and Islam are mentioned together as they are in this hadith, then Iman includes al-i'tiqadat allati makanuha al-qalb. Then the Iman includes the things that we believe in, whose place is the heart. Yani, believing in Allah and the angels and the revealed books and the messengers and the last day, and believing in the qadr, the divine decree, the good and the evil of it. Yani when Iman and Islam are mentioned together, then Iman encompasses the things that we believe in our heart, believing in Allah and the angels and so on. And Islam includes al-a'mal as-salihat wa anwa al-qurubat allati yutaqarrabu biha ila Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Islam includes the righteous deeds and various types of acts through which we get near to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And at the forefront of these deeds are the obligatory duties, the things that Allah has made incumbent upon us in this deen, as it has been made clear in the hadith of Jibril alayhi salam, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, أخبرني عن الإيمان, inform me about Iman. And Jibril alayhi salam said to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is that you believe in Allah and his books, his angels and his books and his messengers and the last day, and believing in the divine decree, the good and the evil of it. This is the meaning of Iman, when Iman and Islam are mentioned together. And the Prophet ﷺ asked him, inform us, the angel Jibreel asked him, inform about Al-Islam. And he said, Islam is to bear witness that there is nothing which deserves to be worshipped except Allah, and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the messenger of Allah, and to establish the prayers, and to give the zakat, charity, and to fast the month of Ramadan, and to perform pilgrimage to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whoever is able to find a way there. And in the hadith of Jibreel, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informed us, based on the question of Jibreel about Iman and Islam, what is the difference between them when they are both mentioned together? However, if they're mentioned individually, then each of them includes the other. So here in this hadith, the Prophet ﷺ made clear that Iman is the things that we, al-i'tiqadat al-qalbiyya, the things that we believe in our heart, and he has made clear that Islam is al-amal al-zahira, the actions that are seen. So when the hilal of the new month appears, then you must supplicate with this dua, asking Allah Jalla wa Ala to honor you in this month with the correct iman and the actions which purify and the good deeds which bring one near to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we must ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to honor us with the fruits and those things that are resultant, the resultant yani benefits that come from this Iman and Islam, that is safety and security and well-being and a noble life in this world and in the hereafter. And the Shaykh closes with a final point, and that is the reality that rectification of the preservation and rectification and protection and guarding of the deen must be first and foremost. Yani whoever wants to remain upon istiqamah after Ramadan, as they were in Ramadan, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, then not only should we ask Allah every month when we begin it for yani al-amn wal-iman wal-salama wal-islam, but also we should realize and we must act upon this reality that the rectification of deen is first and foremost. The rectification of the deen in obedience to Allah and preserving, guarding the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is also the means through which there is rectification of one's worldly life and their condition or position or place in the akhirah. Rectification of the deen is the means through which there is rectification of our worldly life and our hereafter. If a person's deen has been rectified, corrected, made whole, then their worldly life and their hereafter will be like it. And this has been made clear in the previous supplication, yani, in which the Prophet ﷺ taught us to ask Allah yani to bring forth the new moon with amni and iman and salamatu wa salam. Yani meaning that the good things of the dunya only come along with al-iman and Islam. And this likewise has been made clear by our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in a hadith that's reported by Imam Muslim in his Sahih, in his dua salawatullah wa salamuhu alayhi, he said, Allahumma aslih li deen alladhi huwa ismatu amri. Allahumma aslih li deen alladhi huwa ismatu amri. O Allah, yani rectify my deen, which is the means to protection and preservation of all of my affairs. Yani rectify my deen, my religious life, my obedience to you, acting with sincerity for your sake alone, because through the rectification of deen is the means of protection and preservation, yani ismatu amri, of all of my affairs. Wa aslih li dunyaya allati fiha ma'ashi, and rectify for me my worldly life, in which is my life and my livelihood. Yani my time in this world and my livelihood, a means of provisions. Correct and rectify for me my dunya, التي فيها معاشي, in which is my life and my livelihood. وأصلح لي آخرتي التي فيها معادي, and also rectify for me my hereafter, yani my akhirah, which will determine my destination after the return and resurrection of the dead. Yani the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this supplication asks Allah for islah, yani rectification of the deen first, because in it is the protection and preservation of all affairs, and then after that the rectification of the worldly life, in which one's livelihood and their lifespan will be spent, and then the rectification of their akhirah, yani which will determine, yani the rectification of our, yani of the condition or our situation in the hereafter, yani this will determine, yani where we will be, our place after the return and the resurrection. So the rectification of the dunya, in which is our livelihood, and the rectification of the akhirah, in which is our return and resurrection and our destination in the next life, returning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, none of this will be corrected or rectified or made well except with the rectification of the deen. And for this reason, it has preceded in this dua the request for rectification of the deen. And the Shaykh says, وَهَذَا تَسْتَفِيدُ مِنْهُ فَاِدَ عَظِيمًا. And from this, we get a benefit, a great benefit. أَنَّ إِنَايَتَكَ بِصَلَاحِ دِينِكَ مُقَدَّمْ عَلَىٰ إِنَايَتِكَ بِالْأُمُورِ الْأُخْرَىٰ. Yani that the care that you give to the correction and rectification of your deen has to have precedence over the care that you give to all other affairs. Naam. Your schooling, your job, whatever. The rectification of your deen has to have precedence. Because the rectification of your deen in obedience to your Rabb subhanahu wa ta'ala, and iman, having iman in him, and iman in all that he has commanded us to have iman in, and your fulfilling of the fara'id of Islam and the wajibat, the obligatory duties of this deen, in doing this is the rectification of your worldly life and your hereafter, and in it is your happiness, and in it is success in this world and in the next. وصلى الله وسلم على نبي محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.